Welcome to the masterclass. In this lesson, we're building a subsign carve under an old school jungle and DNB bassline, and the goal is very specific. Deep low end weight, but with that chopped final personality sitting on top, not just a bass sound with effects on it. We want something that feels like it was sampled from a dusty record, edited by hand, and then rebuilt to hit hard in a modern Ableton Live 12 mix. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're going to think like producers and arrangers, not just sound designers. The bass has to do a few jobs at once. It has to lock with the kick and break, leave room for ghost notes, answer the snare phrasing, and still survive on a club system without turning to mush. That's the balance we're chasing. Clean sub foundation, chopped character on top. The first thing to keep in mind is that the sub should be boring on purpose. That's not a weakness, that's the whole point. If the low end is stable, the movement can happen somewhere else. So start with a MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to assign wave. Keep it simple. Put it an octave down, or lower if the key allows it, and keep the volume conservative. You're building a pure mono anchor here, not a flashy lead. Now write a bass line that feels right for jungle or old school DNB. Think in short phrases, offbeats, and little call and response moments. A root note on beat 1, a short answer after the snare, then a gap. That empty space matters. In this style, note length is just as important as note choice. Tight notes make the groove feel intentional, and the rest gives the break room to breathe. Here's a good coaching point right away. If you mute the top layer later and the groove falls apart, then the patch is relying too much on texture. The sub has to stand on its own. The attitude comes later. Next, split the bass into two roles. One lane stays as your pure sub. The other becomes your character layer. You can duplicate the MIDI track or build an instrument rack, whichever fits your workflow. On the character layer, use something with a little more harmonic content, like Waveatable or Operator with a different waveform. A saw or triangle is a good starting point. If you want a more old-school sampled feel, you can even use a short resampled bass tone or a simple simpler patch. On this character layer, the key is restraint. Keep it quieter than you think you need. In this style, the listener should feel the motion before they clearly identify the layer making it happen. That's what gives you the chopped final illusion, without making the bass sound overprocessed. Now we shape the texture. Put auto filter first, then saturator after it. Start with a low pass filter, and keep the cutoff fairly low so the sound stays bass focused. You don't want a huge bright tone here. You want the impression of a slice of vinyl opening and closing. Then add a little saturation. Nothing wild, just enough drive to bring out harmonics and make the car feel a bit more worn-in and physical. The real magic comes from automation. Instead of using a constant wobble, think like someone manually editing a sample. Open the filter slightly on note attacks, then close it quickly after the transient. That gives you a short, percussive carve at the front of each note. Sometimes you can even dip the cutoff just before the snare, to create space, then let the next hit bloom again. Those tiny changes are what make it feel chopped rather than just filter. A very useful approach is to work in short phrases, maybe a four-bar loop first. Use clip envelopes if you're making phrase-specific changes, because they're quick to revise and keep the arrangement clean. On the character layer, automate the cutoff by small amounts only. Think subtle motion, not giant sweeps. Tiny rises on the important hits, tiny drops before the snare, and very short ramps so the movement feels edit-like. For the sub layer, keep automation minimal. You want consistency there. If you need to do anything, use utility gain or a little envelope release adjustment only at transitions. The sub should feel solid and dependable. It's the character layer that should be doing the dancing. A nice old-school trick is to let the bass breathe around the break, so instead of filling every gap, carve little holes where the drum hits need to speak. Even a tiny 1/16 rest before a note can make the groove feel more deliberate. That negative space is a huge part of the jungle feel. The bass and drums should sound like they're talking to each other, not just stacking on top of each other. If you want a bit of dusty smear, add echo to the character layer, not the sub. Keep it subtle. Short timing, low feedback, and a very low wet level. The repeat should feel like memory, not like a delay effect calling attention to itself. And band limit those repeats so they don't cloud the low end. This is one of those things that can add a lot of vibe if it's barely audible, and ruin the mix if it's too obvious. At this point, start thinking about the bass as if it were a chopped sample performance. You can split the MIDI notes into shorter pieces, leave micro gaps before certain hits, and use clip gain or volume automation so some notes feel like they were manually cut from vinyl. If you want to go a step further, resample the bass into audio and then chop it back up in simpler or directly in arrangement view. That workflow often gives you a much more convincing old-school character than trying to fake it entirely from scratch. Another good trick is tiny pitch nudges on the character layer only. We're talking very small changes, like just enough to make the note feel unstable in a human way. Maybe a note starts a touch flat, or a pickup is slightly sharp. Keep the sub perfectly stable. The pitch drift belongs in the texture, not the foundation. Now let's glue it to the drums. Add a compressor on the bass group and use sidechain from the kick, or from the kick and bass bus depending on your arrangement. Keep the ducking musical. You don't want the bass to disappear every time the break gets busy. Usually, a subtle duck on the sub layer and a more visible movement on the character layer works really well. That keeps the low end intact while letting the rhythm breathe. Also check the bass in mono. Anything below around 120 Hz should stay centered and clean. If your character layer has stereo width, make sure that width is above the fundamental zone. In old school jungle and DNB, the sub has to stay locked. If the low end gets smeared, the whole drop loses power. Now we bring arrangement into the picture. This style lives and dies on movement over time. In the intro, filter the character layer down and tease the main sub in short phrases. In the drop, let the full sub and chopped character hit together. Then in the switch up, reduce the character layer a couple of dB, shorten the note lengths, and maybe do a quick filter sweep down into a fill. For the outro, strip the chop layer back and let the groove simplify so DJs can mix out cleanly. Here's a good rule of thumb. Every 8 bars, change one musical thing. Every 16 bars, change one sound design thing. Maybe it's a pickup note, a gap before a hit, a slightly more open filter, or a touch more saturation. The point is to keep the loop alive without turning it into a totally different track every 4 bars. If the sound starts feeling too polished or too modern, the fix usually isn't more effect. It's usually shorter notes, less low-pass openness, more edit-like gaps, and less stereo in the lower range. The best jungle bass often feels simple, but it's full of tiny decisions. For heavier variation, try building a hidden mid-bass layer. High-pass it aggressively, keep it quiet, and use it to carry the note shape on small speakers. That way the sub remains pure, but the groove still translates. You can also try a little parallel dirt on the character layer. Duplicate it, saturate or distort the copy, high-pass it, and blend it very quietly. That gives you grime without wrecking the core tone. One more advanced idea is to automate resonance only into fills. A touch of resonance on the last hit before a drop or switch up can create real tension. Just don't leave it high all the time, or the bass can start sounding nasal and overexcited. The strongest old-school phrasing often comes from repeated ideas with small edits, not constant reinvention. Let's talk about the practical exercise for this lesson. Build a 4-bar loop. Start with a simple sine sub and operator using only 2 or 3 notes. Add a second bass layer with a brighter waveform. Put auto filter and saturator on that second layer. Draw automation so the filter opens slightly on bars 1 and 3, and closes before bars 2 and 4. Add a very light echo. Then duplicate the phrase and change just one thing, like one extra note, one filter move, or one tiny gap before a hit. When you loop it with a breakbeat, it should feel broken and human, but still precise enough to hold the room. So the core takeaway is this: keep the sub clean, and automate the character. Build the foundation first, then carve motion into the top layer with filter, saturation, delay, and arrangement changes. Think mono safe low end, chop tonal texture, and small automation moves that work with the break rather than against it. If it feels like a dusty sample with proper low end authority, you're in the zone. That's the sound. Tight, controlled, a little worn around the edges, and fully ready for old school jungle and DNB pressure.